So we are really blessed because we have the majority of the class here in our church today. So it's Luke.
Mickey.
Hey, Mickey Chaffinch.
Woohoo.
Jay, come up and he's like, come on, you see me up here making a fool of myself. Get up here with me. So senior young men, raise your hands so the congregation can see. They're like, come on. Aaron, Jacob, Cameron, Luke, and Matthew. Do you remember, guys, that I used to have you in recess? Do you remember recess? Should I tell recess stories on you? No. That was like in third or fourth grade. Wow. So we just want to pray over you guys and congratulate you. Are you excited? Are you nervous? Yeah? Just another day, right? Hey, just another day. School's over. Okay. So we'll pray. All right, Father, thank you so much for this group of just fine young men that stand before us, God. I just pray right now, Father, that on Aaron, that you just anoint him. The Father, the destiny that you're calling him to, that he, Lord Jesus, would just see it and understand it and not be afraid, that he would walk forward in might and in power. He would know, Lord, that you have deposited everything into him that's good and right and noble, and he can draw upon it in a time of fear. So I speak against fear for Aaron in the name of Jesus, that he would walk in a holy way, pleasing to you, God, and fear would be left behind, Aaron. Just fear is left behind you. And as you face forward, what is done, but the forwardness, the future is so bright, and you are bright in his eyes, and you carry his light deep within you, and you shine. So, Father, we just release Aaron to shine, to be bold, to be brave, to walk in a manner that is pleasing, Lord, to you. And Father, would you just seat him with you that he would understand how much God loves you, Aaron, how much he sees you as beautiful, how much he sees you as just righteous because of Jesus. So pour that out upon him right now, God. And I just thank you so much for him, Father. Go with him now, Lord. And Father, for Jacob, Father, I just pray for Jacob, just a deeper anointing just of worship. And music, and you use music as a tool in his heart, Lord, to train. Before he leads us in worship, he's a worshiper first. So, Father, you just cement that into his heart, that he is a worshiper. He doesn't need to perform. He doesn't need to put forward anything to draw people to you, God. It just flows from him because he is a worshiper. And, Father, I just pray, Lord, as he faces the future also, that the depth that you're placing in him right now would continue to grow. At times it aches him, God. At times it's so deep in him, he says, I don't know what to do with this. I don't know quite what to do with this. But God, because you have deposited into him, he will know what to do with it when the time comes because it's from you, Father. And I just pray that you pour that out upon him, God. Great love over him. Great love. As we've prayed for Jacob before, we've seen him as a chain breaker coming forward, Lord, and shifting things in an atmosphere and in a family. And God, we just pray that you give him the strength and the boldness to walk forward, Lord, with blinders on, choosing things that are only of you, Father. I just thank you, God, for Jacob, for his great love for you and for who he is, God. You are so well pleased with this servant, God, and I just ask that you pour out upon him right now in Jesus' name. And Father, for Cameron, a fine young man, God, who sometimes says things like, I'm not sure what this path leads and what this means for me right now, God. But I know, Lord, that you've deposited deep within this young man a great treasure. It's a great treasure. And it's not to be abandoned. It's not to be left. And it burns within you, Cameron. No matter what you do, it burns within you. Many prayers have been deposited into you. Many hopes and dreams have been deposited into you. You will know, Cameron, when the time is to draw upon these things in a mighty way. Your path will go straight. Your heart will line up. You will have visions. You have visions and dreams, Cameron. Like you're very creative, Cameron. You're very intelligent. You're super intelligent. Sometimes your intelligence gets in your way. So God is saying to you, you can set that aside because it's never going to go. Your intelligence is never going to go, ever going to go. You will be able to use it in a manner to please him in the kingdom like you would not believe, Cameron. So you draw upon your intelligence and your creativity, but your heart that is deeply deposited within you to walk in a manner that is going to blow this world away. You are called to a mighty work, Cameron. And you can do this. So, Father, I just thank you for him, for his heart. I thank you, God, that through high school, it might have been a struggle for him, and there have been unsteady times of unsureness in him. But, Father, you deposit in him right now such a steadfastness, such a sureness of your great love for him. Nowhere can you go from his love, Cameron. He looks at you. He looks for you. He looks at you, and he looks for you with great love. So, Father, thank you for this heart and for this steadfastness. Just bless him, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for Luke. Lord, I just thank you for this young man that stands before me. God, I see a warrior in him that he wars in ways sometimes that are mighty. Lord, I pray for this young man that he understands the depth of your love for him, that he just is blown away. Luke, I'm just blown away by how much that God looks at your heart and he loves you so much. There's nothing that you can do, Luke, that can hide or keep you from his love, because like his eyes like burn on you. And he calls you to something that's deeper. And at times you don't want to go there. And at times you've questioned. And at times you've said, I just can't even do this anymore. And honestly, I don't even know if this is real. But Luke, the Lord is saying to you, he is real. And he is mighty. He sings over you. He sings over you at night. When you're resting and you're down and your defenses are down, he pours over you and into you like you would not believe. So the times when you think you're not being poured into, or the times that you think that it's done, he has deposited things into you during your unaware times that will get you through. It will get you through. And there will come a day when all of a sudden you'll go, oh my gosh, this has been deposited in me, and there's great love in me, and there's great joy in me. So, Father, I just speak for Luke right now in the name of Jesus. For anything that's been done or undone in his life or growing up or any pain that he has suffered, that you come and you undo it. And you pour into this young man hope and life and joy. You can be the father to those that sometimes lose their way. I know this, Luke. I understand this heart because I live this heart, and I think you kind of know that about me. So I think that's why it's so strong on me right now, that there will come a day where you will get it, and it will click, and it will be deep, and you'll be like so thankful for his love that's over you. He's never left you. He's seen everything. He's always been by your side, and he promises to manifest these things deep within your soul. You just receive this, Luke, right now in the name of Jesus. You receive this. And Father, I just ask that you bless him in this journey, this next phase of his life, God, that you give him strength and character. You're building that in him right now, God. You let him know that to be weak doesn't mean you're not strong. It means that you're allowing the Father and the Holy Spirit in. So, Father, just pour over him now with great love. Manifest yourself in his heart and in his life, Lord. And I just thank you so much for him. In Jesus' name, amen. And, Lord, for Matt. Matthew, I hear the Lord saying you come from great character and depth, and that you've had many generations that poured into you in prayer and in hope. You have a calmness about your soul, and your spirit just connects with the Lord. And your desire, Matthew, to connect with him, there's such a sweetness about it. And the Holy Spirit just says to you, I just see you, Matthew, in those quiet times when you're steadfast. You're so steadfast. And that in those times when you think nobody's looking or you don't know what you're quite doing or you're moving forward, you do know what you're doing. You can trust what's been deposited in you, and you can trust the Lord. So as you put one foot in front of the other, you blaze quite a trail, I see. I see you blazing quite a trail. And as you move just in that, in kind of that daily, almost a grind it might feel like to you, but it's not. Because when you take one foot in front of the other, all of a sudden you look back at the trail and you're like, wow, like I blazed that trail. So I hear him saying that over your life, that you're going to blaze this real steady trail that will lead others to you. And Father, I just thank you for the gifts you've placed in him too, of just intelligence and thoughtfulness. I thank you for this family that stands before us, Lord, for what they've done for the school, for Mickey, for his giftings. I just thank you for him, God. And as Matthew goes forward in this life, Lord God, just pour out upon him. Give him dreams and hopes. Open up things in his mind that maybe he think that isn't possible. They are possible. Anywhere is possible with him, Matthew. He's saying, like, anywhere you want to go, anything you want to do, it's possible because of him. And the dreams and the desires that he's placed in you are from him. So you can trust what's in you. Trust what's in you and move forward in that. So, Father, I just ask that you anoint him, a deeper anointing upon him. And I just thank you for him, God. And Lord, we just collectively want to pray for the whole class that's not here today, for GMS, Lord, as they graduate today. I just ask that you be with them, be with the speaker, be with this time today, Lord, as we celebrate over these next few weeks, just this graduating time. I just thank you so much, God, for pouring out upon these young men and these women. And Father, we pray just for revival, revival, revival in their hearts, Lord, and revelation. In Jesus' name, amen.